5 easy ways for the college student to upgrade his personal style. Today, students literally attend class in the pajamas they slept in, show up to presentations in athletic gear, and have to be taught how to tie a tie. I know, I used to be an offender. Back in my undergrad days, I once wore a t-shirt so offensive that 4 years later at a wedding, I had a female classmate I barely knew remark about it. She was so happy I wasn't the kind of guy she thought I once was. This floored me, as I had worn that shirt many times thinking it was funny, never imagining that it could pigeonhole me as the type of person to offend. So I paid $20 to sully my reputation. What sane person would do this? The purpose of this article is to help the college student or the young man anywhere to understand that the way we present ourselves, we may think it's funny, we may think it's cute, but people, it has a different effect on different people. And why shoot yourself in the foot? Why pigeonhole yourself as the guy that, you know, it's just a bad rep that you don't want to create, especially when most of us, the vast majority of us, are good people just trying to, you know, just trying to get through life and find a way to make an impact. And it's something that we need to pay attention to how we present ourselves. So before we get into the practical ways that you can upgrade your style, let me again take a minute to discuss why you should even care. So dressing well contributes to your frame of mind. That's probably the first thing. Focus, and let's say you don't even care what other people think. Well, when you dress well, you're going to put yourself in the right state of mind. And this is important because when you dress sharp, you think sharp. If you don't believe me, try it out for yourself. Because when you feel put together, you're going to feel more alert, more confident, and more ready to tackle the day's tasks. Colleges used to be considered serious business. And nowadays, universities and these places of higher learning, they've kind of fallen, I think, in terms of like people think of it as that we can all go there. But there are many people throughout the world who they look at it as the privilege it is to be able to afford to be able to go to a place of higher learning, dress for this place of higher learning. Dressing well also shows respect for the professors and will create that respect in return. No matter how bright he is, a professor is going to have a tough time taking seriously the student who wears pajamas and slippers to his classroom. And most of us look around. We're just wearing t-shirts, sneakers, and jeans. And I mean, why pigeonhole yourself as that guy that really, you know, is just like everyone else? And I know you don't want to necessarily ruffle feathers and you don't want to stand out too much from your peers because there are other things you want to be able to socialize. And I'm not saying that you need to wear a 3-piece suit to class, but I am saying look to put yourself together a bit better. Consider, you know, a dress shirt. Consider instead of wearing jeans, wearing khakis or slacks. And instead of, you know, running shoes, a nice pair of leather loafers. All of a sudden, yes, you're dressed a little bit better, but you haven't necessarily alienated yourself. And I think in many ways, you're simply going to dress on par with the man or the woman who's taken the time to come to class and to teach you what they've learned. You never know who you're going to meet. So college is the best and easiest time to meet the woman that you may become your future wife. You may meet actually people that you may start multi-million dollar companies with at a later point. But the thing is across a college campus, you never know who you're going to meet. You may have this great idea for a company that you want to start, and boom, in your class that day is a potential investor giving, you know, a little bit of a speech. Do you want to go up to him and talk to him if you're wearing, you know, that offensive t-shirt and a pair of shorts that are all torn and you smell like, you know, the party you were just at the night before? No. You want to always be thinking that opportunity can jump in front of you at any time. So let's jump into it. 5 easy ways for the male student to upgrade his style. Number 1, take the t-shirt, throw it out, and wear a polo. Anytime you reach for a t-shirt, ask yourself if a polo would work better. And it doesn't have to be the same, you know, the designer brand. You can get something from Old Navy or The Gap, and it's going to be fine. At the end of the day, what I'm wanting you to think about is how to take that t-shirt and wear something that's got a collar. And, you know, even better, if you can get away with it, is a button-down shirt, whether it be a sport shirt or whether it be a dress shirt. Either way, depending on your personal style, these are always going to look better than a simple t-shirt. Upgrade number 2, sweatshirt to sweater. So you may love your university and you may love that hoodie. And on Saturday, you know, if you're going to the football game and it's a bit cool, or if you're going over to a buddy's house and you're going to be watching the game, you know, that's great to support your university. But outside of that, consider taking off the sweatshirt and actually wearing a sweater. And there's a wide variety of styles. I'll talk about the polo style sweater. It looks good. It's very similar in style to the polo shirt, but it's more built as a sweater. There's the cardigan sweater. This one is a little bit more style advanced, but it's a great option, especially if you're looking to stand out a bit. It does have kind of an older man connotation to it. So, you know, make sure you find one that's in a good color and has a good clean fit that shows off your physique. Turtleneck sweaters. I think these are awesome, very much underused, a little bit harder to find, but look for a dark colored, something that's a bit more close fitting. And again, you want to show off that you have a bit of a build, because this is probably the time in your life when you're going to have the best, or it's going to be the easiest to maintain a good build. Crew neck sweaters, half zips, errand sweaters, vest sweaters, all of these work well, and they're an upgrade from a simple hoodie. Upgrade number three, your jeans. So faded and distressed jeans to dark and clean looking denim. Light colored jeans with holes are fine for the young man looking to signal his personal style or who's going to be attending a rock concert. But any man looking to move in the professional world, you want to have dark, solid, well-fitted jeans. And the great part is you can start building this up. I know that they're going to cost maybe a little bit more if you go for something of decent quality. But once you've got that, all of a sudden, if you go into, let's say, you're going into programming, you may find that you don't have to spend a whole lot of money once you get your first job. And when you go meet with clients, you can take those same pair of jeans and you can throw on a sports jacket, and you're going to look a lot more respectable when you're trying to land that job than somebody who is wearing, you know, jeans that are much lighter, faded, or distressed. Let's quickly talk about the fit of the jeans, low-rise jeans to mid-rise jeans. Men in excellent physical shape are often drawn to jeans with a low cut. And that's fine, because if you've got a great body, it's not going to hurt you. But as you start to gain a bit of weight, it's something that you want to go for something, and you get older, you want to go for more mid-rise jeans. And these are going to be just a bit higher, and they're going to look better, especially when you start tucking in. Oftentimes, I see men with really low-cut jeans, and they're wearing them with a dress shirt tucked in, and it just looks a bit disproportional when your torso is so large, and it basically makes your legs look smaller, and you don't want to do that. Skinny jeans to straight or relaxed fit. Now, I'm more a fan of a good fit that's for your body type, but these things like Matchstick and some of these other really skinny, like 1980 rocker looking jeans that are so tight, they're actually kind of scary, you want to stay away from. So skinny low-rise jeans are trendy and hip, but a young man transitioning into manhood should start looking at more classic cuts in denim. Upgrade number four, your footwear. So running shoes to casual leather shoes. You want to basically trade in the running shoes. Unless you're out running or you're exercising or you're hiking, you want to avoid the running shoes or the hiking boots, and instead start looking at casual leather dress shoes. And these come in a wide variety. I'm not talking about dress shoes in the sense of, you know, Alden or Cheney or some of the other brands that I recommend. But what I am talking about are ones that are more classic in terms of their, let's say, a loafer, or it's a dress boot, something that will still look good with denim, maybe that is comfortable, you can slip on and off, but it's definitely going to be an upgrade from running shoes. You don't want to wear running shoes. If you really want to stick with sneakers, then look at canvas shoes. There are a wide variety of good-looking canvas shoes, and you can go with a lighter color, or you can go with a darker color. Depends on your personal style and what you're going to be wearing it with. Flip-flops to moccasins. So drop the flip-flops. They belong on the beach or at the pool or in the shower. They're not appropriate wear for attending class. Instead, look to a pair of slip-on moccasins or boat shoes. Something, again, don't wear flip-flops around campus. It just really looks like you don't give a damn. And that's not the attitude that I think an aspiring young man should be putting out to the world. Sneakers to Bucks. or chukas. This is where we separate the men from the boys. A nice pair of canvas sneakers is a good piece of footwear. They're easy to pull off and something most men have in their closet. But if you're looking for a pair of shoes that are classic yet will help you stand out from the pack, look no further than a pair of Bucks or chukas, or look for something in suede as well. These are shoes that are classic, that you're going to be able to use them 10 years from now. But when you wear them, they are definitely going to stand, they're going to set you a little bit apart from the crowd. And they're not formal in any sense. They, of course, can be worn with denim or with chinos or with even sometimes occasionally if they're dressy enough, dress slacks. But they are a shoe that's a little bit off the beaten path. And I think if you want to take up, if you want to get away from the sneakers, it's a good choice. Upgrade number 5, your facial appearance. So let's talk about the baseball cap. Most guys wear baseball caps because they don't even want to do anything with their hair. They're late to class, they throw it on, and they wear it indoors. I would say leave the baseball cap and start paying attention to your hair. Your hair is a key part of your facial presentation. It frames the top of your head, and it sends a signal about your personality. When you think of a military man, a hippie, or a mobster, certain hairstyles come to mind, right? Although it would be foolish to judge a man based off of this one factor, opinions are formed how you take care of your hair, how long it is, how short it is, you know, what you do with it. And I'm not saying that you need to spend, you know, you need to go out and get a whole new hairstyle, but I am saying look to leave the cap and start, you know, taking a little bit of time. Even if you don't want to even take time, then keep it short. And that's, you know, that's a better style than trying to cover it up with a cap. Cartridge razor to safety razor. In college, you could get away with not shaving for a week. Once you start working full time, though, most jobs will expect you to show up every morning freshly groomed, especially if you're going to be in a position where you meet with customers or clients. What you may discover is that shaving daily with an inferior razor is going to cause you a lot of irritation and redness. Unless you had a father who showed you how to shave properly, most likely you're using what is available at discount stores and you've never even considered a superior alternative. So I want you to consider looking at a safety razor. And the safety razor long-term can save you a lot of money. It's also going to turn shaving in the morning from something that you just do to I find that a lot of men I speak with, they actually find it's an experience that they look forward to. Hand soap to facial soap. You should be using facial soap for your face and general cleaning soap body for your hands and body. And yes, I'm aware that up to this point, you've done just fine with using Irish Spring on everything, including your hair when you don't have any shampoo. Long term, though, you want to start thinking about how to care for your skin, because what you don't want to happen is at the age of 40, all of a sudden, this comes back to haunt you that you've been very harsh on your skin, because eventually your skin isn't going to be taking care of itself and it's not going to be rejuvenating itself in the same way it was when you were younger. And it's like investing. If you don't put the money away at an early point, it's very hard to catch up. And the same goes with taking care of your body. You don't want to take these really harsh soaps that are made for using on your hands and put them all over your face 2 times a day. It's just going to really tear up your skin, and eventually you're going to start to have problems. This summarizes my tips for helping the young university man improve his personal style.